This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello and welcome to episode 68 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Okay, so like we started doing last week, after 66 episodes, I'm going to take you through everything. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about it. So we're going to talk about some superhero news. Then we're going to talk about some Star Wars news. Then we're going to do some This Week in Movies in the Past, where I tell you about movies that came out this week, but years ago. Then we're going to talk about This Week in Movies in the Now, which are movies that are coming out this Friday or Wednesday. This week we have a Wednesday release, so.
Or Thursday night.
Or Thursday night, yeah. Then we're going to talk about some miscellaneous movie news, where it's any movie news that can't fit into Star Wars or superheroes. Then some TV news. Then watched TV, then comic books. We have some little bit of comic book news, and then Netflix recommendations, and then we're done. And you're sad, ideally. Ideally, you're happy that it happened. It's like that one thing people say.
You're happy, but you wish it would continue.
It's that thing that people say when relationships are over, and it's like, oh, don't be sad it's over. Be happy it happened.
Or like when Breaking Bad ended.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened too to me. Breaking Bad ended. I was like,
that
ending
especially
a relationship.
Happened to me because I started it right before the last 8 episodes aired.
Yeah,
so it was even like, a shorter period of time than most people.
Yeah, I think your Breaking Bad relationship was hard and fast.
It's even worse for people starting now who just like binge watch the whole series in like a weekend or something.
Yeah, then, that's very true.
Then it's only a short time of their life.
So let's get into it with some superhero news. So this week. Now, this news is like, I think I saw it earlier, but then after we recorded last week, I was like, oh crap, I forgot something.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into Avengers Age of
Ultron.
I don't
think we had it last week, though.
We didn't have it last week, but I saw it in the news.
Yeah, but
I forgot to put
it.
Yeah, it was like really late last week news. So. Yeah.
So, Stellan Skarsgård was talking about Avengers Age of Ultron, and he says that he will appear in it.
And he's gonna appear.
And
that's
Dr. Eric Selvig, who's in Thor, Avengers, Thor 2. He's the guy who's running around naked in Thor: The Dark World.
Yeah. So he said he's gonna be naked again in this movie.
Yes. So.
So there's that to look forward to.
Yeah. But some of the stuff coming out is like, some of it may be like, they can pretty much put anyone in this movie because they said Scarlet Witch goes into people's minds in this movie or something. So. They can really put anybody. So we don't know if it's that or if it's he's going to actually appear or what. So, but that is strange that he'd be nude again.
Yeah, like what's that going on? Unless he like goes into like Thor's head and he's like, oh yeah, this was weird.
He's like naked running around. It's not like Thor saw that or anything. Or like,
oh yeah, that's true.
Or he's like, ah, you torture me. This is so terrible. He's like, what's the worst image you could conjure up? And then that's Thor's nightmare.
It's like the equivalent of the Stay Puffed Man.
Yes. He thinks of it right away and then it destroys his mind.
Oh, wow. Who knows? That was so weird.
Or he could just be run around naked in the beginning. Who knows?
Yeah.
I thought that was a weird.
And they didn't
want
to use any footage from Thor: The Dark World.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we're going to need to shoot some more stuff if you're naked. He's like, okay.
Maybe he's not even in the movie. They just told him that.
Oh, yeah.
It's really creepy.
Like Joss Whedon just wants him next to him.
Yeah. He's just like, I wanted to see.
He's like, I don't know. It helps me direct. It makes no sense to me, but.
He's like, I liked that scene in Thor of the Dark World. I wanted to put some of it in Avengers.
I really like the energy of that movie. So
it's like, I should have done that in the first Avengers.
Yeah.
I should have had you run around naked.
He's like, if only we had Hawkeye when he was in his mind friends, if we got him naked, it'd be perfect.
That's the thought process of these directors.
Now we got some awesome Ant-Man casting news this week.
Yes. They released a lot of people who they said they're going to meet in. Well, they added Judy Greer, Bobby
Cannavale,
T.I., the rapper.
And actor. You have to give him some credit. He's a pretty big actor.
Is he a pretty big actor?
He was in...
I've never seen
American Gangster.
I didn't even notice his role.
Remember he wanted to... Denzel Washington sets him up to be with the Dodgers. He's like, no, I want to be like you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Pretty big actor. I don't know if I'd go that far.
He's in a lot of stuff. If I pulled up his IMDb credits right now.
In a lot of stuff.
I bet you he's bigger than another name in that list of casting news.
Probably. He
probably has more IMDb credits than some of these other people.
I get the feeling he's only in the movie because it's shooting partly in Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That is the
that makes sense.
That is like
Michael's
pretty sure that's like 80% of the reason he's in the movie.
Okay, let's see. T.I.P.
Well, while you're looking that up, yeah, they also cast Greg Turkington and John Slattery. We'll get into that after. John Slattery, who was Howard Stark in Iron Man 2.
Okay, so he was in The Hangover?
When?
I don't remember him in The Hangover.
There's no way he's in
the... Oh, no, that's just... No, I'm sorry. That was just total IMDb credits. I'm just... Now I'm looking at acting credits. He's not in that.
Okay.
He was like, in ATL.
Okay, Atlanta movie. I haven't seen
American
that.
Gangster. That's okay. TV Lucas. Takers. Identity Thief.
I think I just haven't seen a bunch of movies he's in. That's why.
And then he's going to be in two more movies. But he's also in some TV shows. And he was in a season. He was in 6 episodes of House of Lies. 8 episodes of Boss. I didn't know that one. 1 episode of Entourage. Oh, yeah.
Entourage doesn't count.
Yeah, Entourage doesn't count.
Because he's probably he played himself. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Okay, so Judy Greer, we know her from like Arrested Development. We know her from Archer. She's a pretty common face.
She's in like everything. She makes a small appearance in, I feel like, a bunch of TV shows.
She was in Donald Planning Ape. She was in Carrie. Yeah. Oh yeah, Carrie. She was in the remake of Carrie where she was the gym teacher.
Yes. She's in a lot new FX show called Married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was in Planet of the Apes. She was one of the apes.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the female apes didn't really have much of a role.
I heard that was scrutinized.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. I think they had whole scenes that they cut out of the female apes actually doing some more acting.
It was like, we can't afford... He's like, this is still a male-centric movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Cannavale, that's the guy... He was in Blue Jasmine. He's the one guy I liked a lot in Blue Jasmine.
I haven't seen that yet.
And his birthday is close to mine. All things that matter in this world. Okay.
Okay. At the end of this, the most shocking news to me was the John Slattery.
Yeah.
So you think he's going to be playing Howard Stark again?
Okay, yeah. So he was Howard Stark in Iron Man 2 at the Stark Expo.
Yes. He was in the, like, he looked like Walt Disney in the, in the Howard Stark recreation. And he, like, talked to Tony Stark directly, pretty much, and didn't solve it, which was a weird part of Iron Man 2.
But, so, in this weird world, in Marvel's universe, what's the guy's name?
Dominic Cooper.
Dominic Cooper does grow up to be John Slattery.
Yeah.
Who eventually dies. But I don't know why I include that part. But
obviously, he dies.
There are two Howard Starks, and, like, John Slattery is the older version. That is so weird to me.
That is strange. Like, at what point does he change over?
Because they kind of don't look alike.
Yeah.
It's like a real reach.
So, like, there's no real transitional period. This leads me to believe the flashback we assume there's going to be is later in time than I thought it was going to be. I thought it'd be more closer to Agent Carter, but this makes me think it's going to be a little bit older, because Howard Stark has to be.
But then that's weird, because that means... Do you think there's going to be a point in Agent Carter where, like, seasons down the road,
Howard Stark is Dominic Cooper going to be in there, and then John Slattery the next season
is going to be John Slattery.
Yeah.
After Mad Men's done, he's like, I need to work, man.
Yeah. That's why I have to think, because they say Agent Carter is going to be 46, 47 maybe.
And so then I gotta assume every year.
I got to assume, like, for a 10-year period, it's still Dominic Cooper, and then, like...
After season 11 of Agent Carter, the chance
that it goes that long is
like
slim.
Okay, John Slattery.
I think they're betting on it not getting to that point.
Yeah, besides the point that that Dominic Cooper has also aged 10 years in that time.
That is also true.
Where John Slattery will now be like super old.
Maybe he will grow into John Slattery.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they will slowly make him change his face. I don't know. Who knows? That's just an odd thing that they're going back to someone. Who I assume they just like.
I thought they just
kind of replaced him.
Yeah, I thought.
Even though it's a younger guy, they had to go younger. They had to replace him because they couldn't play John Slattery in Captain America. That would be weird because he'd be old.
I guess it is 20 years later, right?
Yeah. I mean, he could change that much, but it's a pretty big change.
20 years? I'd like to think that 20 years from now, I look more like John Slattery.
But I think. I'm not sure their height difference, but I feel like Dominic Cooper is a lot shorter.
That, and I feel like Dominic Cooper has a much rounder face than John Slattery has a very long and skinny face.
Yeah, so. But that was pretty interesting news, I thought.
Yeah.
We still don't know who any of these characters are, except we assume John Slattery is going to be Howard Stark again.
I assume Bobby Cannavale, T.I., I don't know what Greg Turkington looks like. I like to think that they're the con men that, like, were...
Yeah, the other guys they got rid of.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson and all, and the gang.
Like, that's what I think. That's true. And they, I think they think Judy Greer may be his ex-wife or something. Maybe Paul or Scott Lang's ex-wife.
Whoa, wait.
Because supposedly his daughter's in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to be... Like,
that's a part of the story.
Yeah. So,
apparently there's another Greg Turkington.
Huh. How many Greg Turkingtons are there? Just put Greg Turkington. I think he's a comedian.
Oh, yeah, it is that same guy. Jeez.
Yeah.
Because in the picture on his Wikipedia page, it looks really old. It looks like it's from, like...
Oh, this, yeah.
It's a black and white picture of him accepting an award, and it looks like it's him from...
I'm sure he did that on purpose.
Comedians.
It's so weird.
Okay, so he's not too old. I guess, yeah, he might be one of them. Hmm. We also got a picture of Scott Lang. First picture.
Yes.
Now, what do you think about this? He has an old van. I looked up that number. Yes. I looked up the license plate number on the van. I was like, is there any Did relation? Is maybe there's an Easter egg.
Yeah. Was there?
No. Had no significance. His face is bandaged up, though.
Yes.
It's too...
Probably got into a fight. They were trying to make him look like a criminal, obviously.
He looks like a criminal.
He's got a hoodie. That's a sign, right next of, to the sign Golden of a Gate criminal Bridge. Right there, apparently.
Right next to the Golden Gate Bridge. You know what's near the Golden Gate Bridge? Alcatraz.
Boom. Criminals. Broke out of Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Alcatraz is open still.
Yeah.
For all we know.
So, what do you think?
I thought this was an odd first picture to come out.
Especially because they're only filming like a few days in San Francisco and the rest of the filming is in Atlanta.
Exactly. So, but it was an official picture.
Yeah.
So, they're trying to show us something, I guess.
Yeah. And then Evangeline Lilly, a.k.a. What's her name?
Something. Hope Pym?
Hope Pym, yeah. Has taken to Instagram to take some pictures. First picture is her in a profile shot and you see her new hair. And it's kind of like a bob, but like angled down. And then the second picture is her with her new haircut with Paul Rudd in the picture, just taking a candid picture. And people are saying that she has a very similar hairstyle to that of the Wasp in Marvel comics, especially the new Wasp.
So is the Wasp ever Hope Pym in the comics?
I'm not too
because
sure.
Because I know she's usually I forgot her name, but she's usually a different character.
So, people also aren't sure if they're going to mention this in the...
I feel like they would leave that out for this. Even if they were doing that, I feel like it would be for the next thing they're in. But Marvel's got some kind of plan.
Yeah.
So they usually don't, like, overload you with stuff right off the bat most of the time. Like, when they had War Machine, they didn't throw... Even though that was the first Iron Man, they didn't even have plans, really. They just had an Iron Man movie. They didn't throw War Machine at us right away.
Oh, normally it's Cassandra. Oh, I know. That's Cassandra Lang is...
But they already went different with Yellowjacket, because Yellowjacket's... I don't think it's usually Darren Cross.
No, normally it's Hank Pym.
Yeah, it's Hank Pym himself, so...
Or Henry Pym.
That's Hank Pym, the same guy.
Same guy, yeah. Hank That's a weird Henry. Nickname.
Yeah, Hank out of Henry.
That's weird. But, okay, never mind. I was going to say, recently we mentioned Henry and Me, which is that movie about Hank Aaron teaching that kid to play baseball, so.
Yes.
I should be more up on that.
Yeah, because all Henrys nicknames. Are Hanks, which I don't know why.
Which is like Tom Henry, right?
Yeah, Tom Henry, exactly.
Nicknames work for first and last name.
What if you do that? I wonder if anyone's ever called him that. Tom Henry.
One day. Someone will. That person.
Tom Henry's.
Tom Henry's.
They keep the S too.
Hey, Hank is short for Henry, right?
Yeah.
As long as you don't look like you're white or like American and you maybe have an accent, you can totally pull it off. You're like.
Yeah, I was just. That's how I was taught.
Yeah, like. Oh, that'd be so great.
That would be a good one.
Like Stevie Nicholas's. instead of Stevie Nicks. Okay. So, yeah, there's that.
Yes.
Now, I have this weird opinion on this. It kind of reminds me of Heroes late into the second season.
Are we talking about Ant-Man? Or?
With the Wasp. Oh, okay. Evangeline Lilly as the Wasp. Where, like, every character gets superpowers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like, we can't have any normies. I mean, we have Agent Coulson. Which I saw something really cool.
Well, if you've seen the show.
Yeah.
There's still something strange going on with him.
Okay.
So, even your point you're making now fits
doesn't
in.
Doesn't even help, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
T.I. I'm assuming T.I. has no powers.
Yeah, and even with Iron Man 3, like, Gwyneth Paltrow's character.
She gets powers.
I mean, she loses them, but she had them. She had them at a point.
And even War Machine, like, the most, I guess, the normal guy.
Yeah.
I guess Jon Favreau. Rhodey.
No, Rhodey's.
No, not Rhodey. What's his name?
Oh, Happy. I didn't know his name was Happy till the third movie.
Yeah. I guess he's a normal guy.
Yeah,
he's besides normal. The fact that he survives a bomb blast.
I wish he was in Avengers.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be fun. I saw this weird thing on Avengers today, where after, I guess in 2012, after the Avengers, people thought Agent Coulson was going to become Vision. So someone made a bust of Vision, but it has Agent Coulson's face. Ah. Or what's the guy's name? Clark Gregg?
Mm-hmm.
His face. It looks so weird.
Weird. That's strange.
Because it's like not painted either. It's all one color. It's like this weird tan color.
Yeah.
Really strange. That would have been weird.
Yeah, pretty much all the normal people are in like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And they're not, like in the show, they're not even turning out to be normal.
I guess like they're normal people.
But Natalie Portman's still normal. Even she had powers for a second.
Yeah.
Technically the ether or whatever
that was. What's her name? From Two Broke Girls. She's a normal person.
Yes. There we go. Eric Selvig, he's normal.
Yeah, the mind control thing.
He couldn't do anything extra though. I mean, it's still something.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I guess it's either this or we get like an overinflated cast like X-Men.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they're building it within themselves, I guess.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But yeah, I never really thought about it like that, but that's a valid point. They are making everybody have powers. Which is kind of weird.
Yeah. Doctor Strange news. It's not going to be an origin story. Marvel knows what they're doing now at this point with introducing new characters. They don't need any origin stories.
They've honestly gone... We're getting... They understand what people want and that we don't need some of the stuff. Where they can... Like, their universe is getting big enough where you... If you start an origin story, then the starting point for that character always starts... Like, you either have to go back in time, which doesn't sound like a good idea,
mm-hmm.
or you have to start them from current time, and then it's weird that all these characters keep starting later and later.
Yeah.
Wherein you want it more like the comics, where they're all kind of at the same time-ish starting point, and then everyone fills it. Like, Doctor Strange probably already exists in the world. We just don't know what's going on.
We just know Stephen Strange. Yeah.
Yeah. We know he's there. We just don't know at what capacity. He's probably already Doctor Strange going around, but they don't focus in on that stuff because they haven't written the stuff in to focus it. But makes sense. Like Daredevil, I doubt that's like going to be a complete origin story of, like, I'm sure Daredevil's running around there right now.
In the world?
In there, yeah. I mean, they don't...
Well, yeah, because I think, isn't it supposed to... Is it supposed to take place back in the day? Or is it supposed to be current day, but it looks like back in the day?
I'm pretty sure it's just going to be current day, but it's just going to be... There's going to be more crime than there is in real life. Yeah.
Like, no stop and frisk and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I would love to see. I'd love to see a Marvel Comics deal with, like, current events. Like, there's a lot of shit happening in the United States. Yeah. I'd love to see, like... characters get there. Kind of like what they did with 9/11. Mm-hmm. I guess I shouldn't compare it to 9/11, but because that was like a huge tragedy.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. But you're just saying the political...
Yeah, like they did that one comic where all the superheroes and villains like got together to help 9/11.
Yeah.
Or after like the World Trade Center after it got blown up. I'd like to see that with other current events.
Yeah. I think they need to do that more is like...
Yeah, but
not with some comics.
At the same time, it's like people read the comics to get away from the real world.
That's
so.
Also true. But I mean, every now and then you can come out with something.
Maybe cool. Like once a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a disaster, and then
but that's true. Like you want it's not real for a reason.
Yeah.
So
like I'd love to see like Namor like during the typhoon like Namor helping out underwater while like people are helping out above land and stuff. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Tell us what you think. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think about that.
I mean, what they do is probably like use different examples to highlight stuff going on, but not mention it directly or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Even in the movies, like Iron Man, like the war.
Yeah, talk about
Tony
the war.
Stark selling weapons and it's getting in the hands of the enemies. Where that happens in real life, too, where we sell weapons to enemies that were our friends in the past and they turn against us. Like, stuff like that. It's similar-ish.
Wait, is it confirmed yet that Anthony Mackie is or is not in Avengers Age of Ultron?
I don't know if it's... I think they said that he wasn't.
But, yeah, they're like, the script is going back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think we know for sure.
I would love to see an interaction between him and Tony Stark saying, like, hey, like, I was being attacked by your weapons.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
he
be
was,
so
like,
sick.
There. And, like, that's his, like, his partner died or whatever.
Yeah.
His friend died. And he's like, that was a Stark weapon.
That was a Stark weapon.
Yeah. But I think we know War Machine's in it for sure.
Yeah.
But we don't know how long. He probably is not a big part, I wouldn't guess.
I don't know. To me, I guess the Falcon seems like the most grounded in reality.
Yeah.
Because he has, like, the war hero and everything.
Because they're trying to ground that movie, so they did so in that way.
Yeah.
They didn't make the Falcon all crazy powers and stuff.
Okay. Shazam. Shazam! News. Dwayne Johnson apparently is choosing between Black Adam and Shazam. He was talking to some like Brazilian news company, and he was saying like, I went to Comic-Con and then I called the higher-ups at Warner Brothers and I was like, do you want to announce a Shazam movie yet? And they're like, no. So he's telling all this to like these Brazilian...
Yeah.
Does he not realize how fast news travels?
Nah, he thinks it's the Latino review effect.
It is the Latino review effect.
It's not
he's
getting
like,
anywhere.
These Latinos don't... Is that the stereotype? Is that apparently people from Latin America do not spread news?
I think that's it. That must be. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Is that... Oh, they're not going to spread it. I'll just tell them.
Yeah.
They'll be appreciative, and they're not going to tell anybody else, of course.
And then he says that he couldn't choose between Shazam and Adam Black, is what he says in the interview. So, I was like, oh, this guy...
This is very concerning to me.
But apparently he's been in talks with Warner Brothers since, like, 2008 about this movie, so...
That is strange.
That's cool that he's sticking with that one, instead of, like... I feel like Vin Diesel just, like, roll. Roll?
Yeah, he's like asking. He'll be anybody.
He's like me at a restaurant when they bring the bread basket, and I'm like, rolls. Where are the rolls? Rolls, exactly.
That's what it seems like. For
same
Vin Diesel.
Same thing.
That's true. But now, because he pretty much said he's gonna be Shazam the way he phrased it, like during Comic-Con week.
Yeah, when someone's like, "Oh, like, can you tell us the name of your next character?" And he's like, "Yeah," and he just like smiled or something
because
he can't say the name. Also, he turns back into Billy Batson. Maybe that's his secret.
There you go. That's,
maybe
did
he's
he
a real
Shazam
life Shazam.
In the interview?
Oh, I don't know.
He maybe just said maybe because I know Black Adam maybe doesn't say Black Adam. He says Shazam too, right? No, I don't. Maybe he doesn't say anything.
Wait,
I know
who?
He's Black Adam.
I don't
he's
think
got
he says
like, the same power, but he's not a kid.
He's like an Egyptian god or something.
Yeah, he like
that's weird.
He's got I don't know his full backstory.
Do you think it's weird that The Rock would be going back to an Egyptian role after the Scorpion King? No one's talking about that.
No.
Let's have that as our Destiny Pizzas. That's our story this
Scorpion
week.
Scorpion King.
What's up with Dwayne Johnson playing all these Egyptians?
I don't know. It's because he's got such a unidentifiable cultured face that you could. Like, people don't know what he is, so he can play pretty much
a
bunch of stuff.
I think people are too ignorant about this kind
of stuff. Yeah, people are ignorant about it, so they're like, oh, he could be that, because I can't tell the difference.
Might as well have him play a Maori warrior. That's actually closer to his Polynesian roots than Egyptian.
But my bet is he's going to be Shazam. He's going to choose the good guy.
Yeah.
Would be my bet.
I'm like, you can't be,
just because
don't be stupid.
When's... when has he really been a bad guy? I mean, Fast and Furious, he was a bad guy, then he turned good. Like, he was never really a bad guy. Like, the Fast and Furious people are bad guys.
I like to think that in the Tooth Fairy,
he was he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy in the Tooth Fairy.
Because that's just haunting of a person.
Scorpion King, he was a bad guy in the Mummy.
Oh, Mummy, in the Mummy too, right?
But he was, like, CGI-faced, and that was strange.
That was really strange.
He looked really weird.
That looked really creepy. Yeah. And that's, like, the only time you see him in the movie. You don't see him...
You don't see him normal.
Yeah. It's just like, I think you see him normal a little bit.
Maybe in a flashback.
Very short. Like very short flashback. Yeah. But then, as the half-human, half-scorpion, you see him in, like, weird Nintendo 64 graphics, and you're like, whoa, this looks terrible.
Exactly. But, yeah, it does. This it looked like Turok or something.
Yeah, like, this movie is, whoa, nice pull. That's a nice reference.
For some reason, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to see Dwayne Johnson in a Turok movie. Yeah. Where it's, like, shooting dinosaurs. And
that'd be so cool.
That was a really crazy video game on N64.
That should be a movie. Why is that not a movie?
I think it's a comic book.
I'm sure it is. It'll be a movie eventually. We run out of ideas quickly.
I think we should. That's the movie we should write.
Yeah.
Turok. Turok. I don't even know his story, but all I know is there's, like, there's a lot of, like,
know they're shooting dinosaurs.
Shamanism, and there's dinosaurs.
I think
poachers
people like dinosaurs
and stuff.
Too much, though. I don't know.
Well, these are, like, crazy dinosaurs, like velociraptors, and there's, like, these weird cyborg men that try to kill you.
Yeah, but I feel like if you did, like, a Jurassic Park movie where people are shooting like
Jurassic Park 2? If you took it from the
but
viewpoint
they don't really
of the mercenaries?
Dinosaurs, so, yeah, exactly. If you took the mercenary point of view, be like, I don't like these guys. Kill them, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Which isn't cool. But... Do you think that The Rock's going to reveal his role, or his real role is going to be revealed before Aquaman or after?
Oh, that's a good point,
Who
too.
Knows what's going to... Like,
he did say an official statement is coming out soon.
He did say that.
No, he said that in this interview.
Yeah, he did say that. But I thought... I assumed soon was going to be in the next couple of days, and then it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
So I was a little disappointed.
Do you think that maybe they're going to do it at the same time?
Maybe.
Like,
or maybe they want to keep it a surprise. Aquaman is a surprise for some reason.
Oh, I hope not.
Because that's technically he's not going to be the Shazam movie is going to be before Aquaman would even be in a full movie on his own, because he would just cameo in Batman vs Superman or have a smaller role in Justice League or whatever.
No, I think Aquaman's supposed to have a bigger role in Batman vs Superman
than Wonder Woman.
I don't know about that, but. I think there is some stuff, more than Shazam, at least.
Oh, Shazam's not going to be in Batman vs. Superman at all, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
But, I mean, he's going to have his own feature movie.
Shazam, I think Shazam will have a feature movie before Aquaman.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, it's more important to announce that role than a role that's not a feature character, I guess.
Yeah. Batman vs Superman. So we're talking a lot about Batman vs Superman. Dawn of Justice, in case you're wondering. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yes. There's colon after Superman.
Yeah, the colon. So. New evidence, and if you're over 40, get that colon checked.
Yes.
Taking a lot of platforms this week.
Batman's over 40, so.
Oh yeah, so he needs maybe that's what the colon's for.
I think that's why. Yeah.
Get it checked.
Because if you didn't put that colon in there, people would be like. First of all, you put the V there, so I know they're not really versus each other. And then you took the colon out, so now I don't know how old Batman is. But since they put it in, we know how old Batman is, and we know the V is not really versus. So we're covered on both fronts.
Do you think
to
that
Zack
would
Snyder
help,
logic of
Do you think
titles.
That would help men go in for colonoscopies?
More colons in movie titles?
No, I mean, not that. No. If Batman did like a PSA, if there's like Ben Affleck did like a... PSA.
Ben Affleck as Batman or Ben Affleck as Ben Affleck?
Oh, I don't know. That's tough. Both of them. Either
Both
one.
Both of them.
Yeah.
If it was Batman, people would be like...
Be like, well, this is
That
weird.
Would hurt the movie. It'd be like...
I'm no, I'm saying like Bruce Wayne. Like an old Bruce Wayne. And you're like, he's like, I'm Bruce Wayne. And I make sure I get my
I don't
colon
think
checked.
So. No, that would just hurt. That hurt everybody there.
No one... If, you think guys would go to the get a colonoscopy less?
Yes. They'd be like... Like, Ben Affleck told me to get
be
it.
Like,
I'm not.
I was not for Ben Affleck as Batman. Now he's telling me to go get my colon checked.
Exactly.
This guy is
just
getting on my shit list.
More people than it will help.
Okay, so Warner Brothers. Normally we say what good ideas there are. Like we have good ideas for the movie industry.
Yes.
There's not one of them.
Yes.
Do not do that. Ben Affleck.
Unless he gets really popular as Batman and like, I love his Bruce Wayne. I'll do whatever he says.
Ooh.
Then it could flip on its dime, but. Anytime before the movie comes out, that's not going to happen.
What if it was a colon? I don't know why I'm helping the doctors. do this so much.
We're just trying
it's
to
all
help
the
everyone.
Batman together in a waiting room. All the Bruce Waynes. So you have like George Clooney, you have Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Adam West. Adam West is a doctor. And he's like, next one. And then they all look at Ben Affleck.
I do not think they're all that low point in their career that they would.
No, but it's like a PSA. They're trying to help people go to the doctor.
Who does like PSAs like that? Are there people that do like that seems, colonoscopy seems a weird one for people to go after.
Colonoscopy is a weird one. Like it's not even like colon cancer. I think that's like the number one killer of men.
Yeah.
Besides, that's the number one form of cancer killer for men, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that right now. I'll let my ignorant flag fly. Who cares? Let's just get away from that topic. Okay, so there's new evidence. When I said get away from that topic, I almost forgot the news completely.
You're like, wait, what?
There's new evidence of Scoot McNairy from Argo and Halt and Catch Fire fame that he might be playing The Flash because there's a set photo taken of him where he's wearing like a business suit, but then he's wearing these bright green like leg warmers almost. And people are like, oh, those are used for CG. So either he has robot legs or they're going to CG on some cool effects on his legs.
Why would they CG on cool effects? I saw the picture. I was like, he's in like a suit and then they're going to CG on.
Yeah, maybe he's like at work and then he's like, oh, I need to go. And then he goes and runs and then they just make the weird effect.
That's true.
On his feet.
Good point.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, it seems like they're putting everybody in the Justice League in this movie at the end. Yeah. Or maybe in the middle.
Or throughout.
Maybe.
That would be the
smart whole
movie
is a Justice League movie. I don't know. I know very little about this movie.
I just want the one-armed archer, really. Which I know they're not going to do.
No, they're not going to do that.
Because they're like, we can't have one of our major characters who's already has a TV show be one-armed in this universe.
Yeah, but they already establishes two different universes anyway, so I don't think they're gonna go with Green Arrow though, just because I think they want to separate the fact that Batman's the only guy without powers, maybe, type of thing.
Yeah,
or if you got another guy without powers, it takes away from Batman, kind of, sort of.
But the one-armed archer is like, see, now that's a PSA you get behind. You have the one-armed archer representing for a Special Olympics. Wait, is Special Olympics? That counts, right? Disabled, like if you have like bodily.
It's.
Or is it just like mental?
Paralympics and Special Olympics.
Those are two
different things. Yeah.
Paralympics.
Yeah.
You have a new spokesperson.
That's true.
One-armed archer. Oh, that'd be so cool.
That's true. Or Cyborg, because he's got.
Yeah.
Cyber. He's got no arms and legs. I don't know exactly what's human on him, what's not.
I don't think he even knows.
He doesn't even know. It's all one piece.
That'd be a cool conflict to have. Like, if you had a movie on Cyborg, he's like, I don't even know which part of me is real.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't heard a lot about Cyborg that much lately.
No.
Like, they cast him, and then we just haven't heard anything.
I don't even remember who was cast.
It's some young dude, but I don't know who he is exactly. But that's one guy. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. news.
They cast another person. They cast Adrienne Palicki.
Palicki? I don't know.
As Mockingbird, who is like a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. I guess everyone's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, but it's like a badass S.H.I.E.L.D. agent from the comics or something.
And so. She was formerly from... She was in something. I forgot. Oh my god. Oh, she was supposed to be Wonder Woman, and she was in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, she's going to be the TV show,
yeah.
Wonder Woman? Okay. Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. seems to be, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. seems to be doing the same thing as, like, Green Arrow. They're just throwing they're going to the comics a lot for characters.
Oh, she was also in Legion. Paul Bettany? Oh, what? My God, my mind is blowing up right now.
Paul Bettany was in Legion?
Yeah, he was Michael.
I never saw
the movie. It was crazy.
No. Seemed terrible. That old woman terrified me in the preview.
Yeah, she was the pregnant. Adrienne Palicki was the pregnant woman, mm-hmm. Charlie. And then Paul Bettany was the fallen archangel who uses like a machine gun and stuff. Oh, that was a sick movie. Mm. It was actually really bad, but.
Yeah.
It was cool. The sequence is really cool. Arrow news.
Oh, got another cast in Arrow. Matt Ward is cast as Komodo, who is, I think he's just another badass archer, I think.
Okay.
Not too familiar.
Did we talk about the girder last week?
Girder? Yeah, the metal dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
He's going to be in the Flash?
Okay. Yeah.
Moving on to Star Wars news. Episode 7. There's some startling villain rumors floating courtesy of the Latino Review.
Oh, you know they're right then.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. What's it mean? I don't know.
Who knows? I heard there are like some rumors that came out that some of the rumors were fake or something.
Whoa.
I heard rumors came out that some rumors were fake, which is weird.
That's kind of self-destroying.
But I don't know. That's just a rumor. I don't know how. I didn't read into it deeply. Because I didn't know the original rumor, so I didn't read about the rumor being a rumor.
Okay.
So I don't know what the rumor is. So it's I don't know anything.
Okay.
But I was just wondering if you heard anything about it.
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Okay.
I wish I did now, though.
Yeah.
And apparently Episode 7 is currently filming in L.A.
They're going all over for this movie.
Yeah, there was a picture taken of John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, and J.J. Abrams. And in the background was Edgar Wright. And Edgar Wright and John Boyega know each other from Attack the Block. And then, like, a few minutes after, Edgar Wright posted a picture with J.J. Abrams. So people were like, wait, is Edgar Wright going to, like, shoot a shot for... Maybe he's going to direct one of the Star Wars movies, and then maybe he's going to do this.
I think people are reading too much.
It turned out to be like an event in L.A., which means they're not currently filming in London still. Well, I guess they might not be filming in L.A., but the chances that all three of them are together in L.A. is kind of weird.
Yeah, because they're still shooting the movie, right?
Well, it hasn't started yet, because they like stopped production when Han Solo, or when Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but now he just came back.
Yeah. So. Oh, also about that villain rumor. It's going to be the villain for Episode 7 and 8.
Ah.
So, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I was reading something about Star Wars. They said they've already planned out 7, 8, 9, a basic outline of what is going to happen. And it's going to be, like, the whole universe is going to be interconnected into everything. And that they're, like, planning this as if it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how you can do better than those guys, but...
It's the same people now, so we'll see.
Yeah, so good luck.
Now for some This Week in Movies in the past. 1981, Body Heat. 1985, American Ninja. 1991, Child's Play 3 and Beastmaster 2. 1993, Son of the Pink Panther and The Thing Called Love. 1996, classic, if you grew up in the 90s, First Kid. 1998, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, 1999, The 13th Warrior, In Too Deep, The Astronaut's Wife, and Brendan Fraser was Dudley Do-Right. 2000, Highlander Endgame and Whipped. 2001, A scary Scarecrow goes on a murderous rampage in Jeepers Creepers. 2002, A Website Kills You in Fear.com. 2003, Jeepers Creepers 2 comes back from the cornfield. 2004, Hero, and Anaconda's The Hunt for the Blood Orchid, and Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2. So that was the year they made all these sequels to 90s movies that no one remembered.
Yes, for no reason.
2005, Transporter 2, The Constant Gardener, and Nick Cannon was the underclassman. 2006, was it Nick Cannon or Bow Wow?
No,
or was it both of them?
Nick Cannon. It might have been both of them, but Nick Cannon was definitely in underclassman.
Or was Bow Wow in a sequel?
Not true, but Nick Cannon was definitely underclassman in the first one.
2006, Crank and The Wicker Man, Crossover, Idiocracy, and This Film Is Not Yet Rated. Crossover I put in there because I didn't remember the movie, but apparently Anthony Mackie was in that movie. It's a basketball movie that he was in. 2007, the remake of Halloween and Balls of Fury, which I saw that weekend when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out that day, and I had a giant tub of mashed potatoes from KFC, and I went into the movie theater high
with mashed potatoes.
With mashed potatoes,
okay.
High on Vicodin.
Wow, the That must have been an interesting watch,
right? No, there. Even though that didn't save the movie. I thought that movie sucked.
I never saw it because I heard it sucked.
It was a terrible movie.
I was excited to see it, and then I heard it sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible. Death Sentence also came out that year. 2008, Babylon AD, Traitor, and Disaster Movie, which I think I did see, oddly enough. 2009, I guess it's the year.
It tells you what kind of movie it is. Yeah. A disaster movie.
No, it was like a scary movie.
I know it's a spoof, but it tells you it's going to be bad. In the title.
I thought you were talking about the genre. Okay.
No.
2009, The Final Destination, Halloween 2, and Taking Woodstock. 2010, Takers and The Last Exorcism. 2011, The Debt, Apollo 18, and Shark Knight 3D, which was a movie I was really excited for, and I never watched until I saw it this week, and I was like, oh, I should watch this movie again.
How was it?
I know I didn't watch it yet. You didn't end up watching it. But I remembered it existed.
You remember today. You should have watched it.
There's at a some scene point. Where like this person's on a jet ski in the trailer, and then a shark. They're like in a lake or something. Yeah. And a giant shark comes in like
in a lake.
Maybe I did watch it. I don't remember.
Maybe it was just a non-memorable
movie. Maybe. 2012, The Possession, which we did see. Did you see it with us?
No.
That's the one with Modest Yahoo. It was like the Jewish exorcism movie?
No, I didn't see it.
And Lawless, which I think was with
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Guess he got which really movie? Fat
for that movie.
Yeah, guess which movie did better?
Shia LaBeouf movie.
Right? Nope.
No?
The Possession opened up stronger really? Than Lawless.
Wow.
And this is
he got fat for nothing in that movie.
And 2013, last year, One Direction, This Is Us. Instructions Not Included. Getaway and Closed Circuit. So there's that. And This Week in Movies in the Now in theaters this week, As Above, So Below, which I don't know what that movie's
never
about.
Heard of that.
And The November Man opens up on Wednesday. As Above, So Below opens up on Friday. November Man with Pierce Brosnan. His return to James. He's almost like a James Bond guy again.
Yeah, he's like an older James Bond, pretty much.
Do you remember we watched that movie at our friend's house? The Matador?
Yes.
With Pierce Brosnan?
Yes.
He's an assassin in that movie as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you don't see him kill anyone?
No. But he's like an older assassin, or
he's like retired or something, and then he's at a hotel.
It seems like the same plot as this movie.
Except but this one has more violence, and it's less comical.
Yes. That was a weird movie, The Matador.
I remember at the end of the movie, something happens, and I was like, wait, what? And then our friend's mom was like, oh, he got closure. That's all he needed.
Yeah,
and I was like, I didn't know what closure meant, I guess, at this time when The Matador came out, which I think was, we were in high school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, why? Like, that's all he needed? He just needed that?
Yeah, it seemed a weird end to a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember it perfectly, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. On VOD this week, Life of Crime with Jennifer Aniston and Will Arnett. No,
it's definitely not Will Arnett.
Will Forte.
There you go.
And it's about these criminals who kidnap Jennifer Aniston, and she's the wife of a corrupt real estate person.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Will Forte? That's Will Forte.
Oh.
And
is this a comedy?
For a comedy. They hold her for ransom for $1 million, and he refuses to pay it. He's like, oh, you can keep her.
Mm-hmm.
And mayhem ensues. So it's one of those movies.
Okay.
Miscellaneous movie news.
Got Mission Impossible 5 news. Ving Rhames is returning as Luther Stickle, which I don't know the Mission Impossible movies that well, but he's the only character from the Mission Impossible franchise besides Tom Cruise to be in all 5 of the movies.
Now, this is a really old franchise now that I think about
Yes, it is.
When did do you remember when the first 80... Tom Cruise...
Mission Impossible? The first Mission Impossible movie?
Well, not like the old ones. I'm saying like Mission Impossible one with Tom Cruise, where he throws the sunglasses in the screen and blows up.
All of them are with Tom Cruise.
No, it's a remake of like an old, like a TV show.
Oh, the first 5, yeah. It's got to be from the 80s.
No way. It's in our lifetime. Older? No, it's in our lifetime. 1996.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
Really?
And then, but the TV series was from 1966 to 1973.
Okay. I didn't know the Tom Cruise one wasn't... I thought it was older for some reason. Yeah, I guess Tom Cruise wasn't that big until, like, the 90s, anyway.
That's what the poster looks like. Mm. You probably recognize that.
Yeah. Because okay. I've seen the fourth one and the third one. I think that's it.
Oh, Ving Rhames, he's... Is he not the guy from... Dawn of... Isn't he in Dawn of the Dead?
I haven't seen Dawn of the Dead.
He was in... No, he was in Day of the Dead.
I haven't seen that either.
Crap. He was... Who is the... Never mind. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Okay. So that's cool. He's the only person besides Tom Cruise?
Yeah, he's the only two characters to be in every single Mission Impossible of the Tom Cruise ones.
Is
the
he a five. Good guy?
I think he's like his boss or something.
Okay.
I'm not too familiar with the characters, so don't quote me on that. But I think he works with whatever agency he works with.
Okay.
And we got some Star Trek 3 news. Robert Orci, the director, who knows? He says he's done with the first draft of the script.
How many drafts? In school, they always tell us to have like 3 drafts. Rough draft, revised draft, and a final draft. Dummies, in my book. You only need one draft. You only need the first draft.
I figure the first draft is like the main outline anyway. So
yeah. How many drafts do you think the script is going to go through?
I think it goes through tons.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't know how the exact process. I'm sure some scripts go through a ton. Some have the original idea still there. But, I mean, I'm sure it even changes during filming. You figure you can't do something or, oh, you think of something else right away or something. Like, think of all the stuff that gets ad-libbed in movies. Yeah.
Because that's crazy, because like, the script will be finalized, and then like they still have to do edits on the movie.
Yeah, so it changes when you realize, oh, we can't even do that now.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I was going to add to that.
So we got a lot of Jungle Book origin casting, which is, this is the Jungle Book, Andy Serkis, Warner Brothers. So the other Jungle Book, we got all the casting, it seemed a lot of piecemeal. This one, they're like... Nah, here's everybody, pretty much. Not everybody, but a lot of people. So here is the cast. We got Mowgli is Rohan Chand.
Yeah.
And he's the kid from Bad Words, which is a Jason Bateman spelling bee movie thing. He's that kid. Baloo the Bear will be played by Andy Serkis. Shere Khan the Tiger will be played by Benedict Cumberbatch. So he's going from one Khan to another.
Yeah.
Which is very odd. The Year of the Panther, Christian Bale. Ka, the Python, Kate Blanchett. Taba Kui,
the Jackal.
The Jackal, Tom Hollander. Akela, the Wolf, Peter Mullen. Nisha, the Wolf, Naomi Harris. Vihan, the Wolf, Eddie Marson. So we got a lot. They just told us all the voices, characters. Yeah. I assume... They're not all doing motion capture for their things. I can't imagine.
No, I can't think. I would be very shocked if
Christian Bale did motion capture.
Maybe on his face?
Yeah, maybe facial expression, but like, I can't see him doing movement.
How do you do facial expression for like a python?
That's true. I mean, it's just in the eyes. The eyes tell you a lot. Like, you can see a lot in the eyes from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. A lot of acting in the eyes. But I mean, I assume Andy Serkis is going to go all out for Baloo, though.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused. So
Baloo is going to be awesome. Yeah. Poor Rohan Chand, like, as if acting in, like, he was from, like, Bad Words.
Yeah.
To this movie, where he's going to be acting pretty much by himself.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole movie.
You have to go against, like
it's like
CGI.
Yeah, did you hear about how, like, in, what was it, The Hobbit, I think? Mm-hmm. The scenes where Ian McKellen... was acting with all the hobbits, since all of those were CG.
Yeah.
Or, like, they would shoot it in two separate times, and, like, they had a bunch of pictures around the room with lights on them, and they would turn on the lights depending on who's talking.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently after one of the takes, he's like, fuck, I didn't sign up for this. And he just, like, went away and, like, started crying.
That does sound like a nightmare.
And he's, like, he's like a major actor. Like, he's been on stage and stuff.
That's a lot of filming, too, because those are long movies.
It's a poor kid. I'm glad I'm not Mowgli. As much as I complained about not being Mowgli earlier, I'm glad I'm not Mowgli in this movie.
But which Mowgli would you rather be?
I'd rather be Mowgli and Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau's one.
Because there's a chance that I can for like a if they don't include it in the movie, I could still do like we could sing all those songs like
That's true.
I can.
That's true.
Could or Bare fun. Necessities
could be fun. Yeah,
I'm gonna start a Simple band called the Bare Necessities.
And this one's supposed to be a lot darker.
Yeah.
Than the other one.
I want to see what Baloo looks like. That's all I want to see right now. I really want to see what Baloo looks like.
They should give us some concept art.
Is he going to be blue?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea.
Do you think he's going to look like a grizzly?
I don't know. I bet we're getting way different takes in both movies. I bet they're going to look completely different. Which is going to be odd.
Oh, man. I'm excited. Oh, I don't know why I was about to do a new chapter. Yoga Hosiers. New Kevin Smith movie. So Johnny Depp and his daughter signed on this week, joining Kevin Smith's daughter, Harley Quinn Smith. So it's Johnny Depp and his daughter, Lily Rose Depp. So both of their daughters have two names. Well, I think it's just Harley Smith, but Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So, and then Justin Long is the yoga instructor guy. So, do you know what this movie's about?
No. No idea.
The two girls are, like, yoga students
yogis?
Or something? No, not yogis. Justin Long's a yogi.
Okay.
But they're, like, yoga fans, and they have to, like, they try to go to prom, and then they can't go to prom because there's, like, an evil emerges.
Mm-hmm. And these are all in Canada.
This is all in Canada, yeah. Okay. And they have to, Johnny Depp is like a yoga expert. So like they have to team up with Johnny Depp, who also plays his daughter's actual father.
Okay.
And they have to like fight this evil force, this ancient evil. So he says, Kevin Smith says it plays out like a comic book movie, which is cool.
Interesting.
As much as people don't like his normal movies, I do like his comic books, like his Green Hornet script. Mm-hmm. Which they adapted into a comic book, was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing
He's working. He's firing like he on all cylinders.
Yeah, I don't think he has, like, a set movie style anymore. He's going into such different areas.
Yeah, from what I hear about Tusk, it's, like, amazing. And it's not...
Yeah.
I was watching Red State again the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this movie's so good. And it doesn't... Like, it has all the dialogue that you'd expect from a Kevin Smith movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also all that action.
Yeah. And like, yeah, that's a lot different than what he used to be expected for.
But. Yeah. And also the fact that I like that, like, you see these, you start out with this one character, and then you see his friends, and then in no time, those characters are dead.
Exactly.
And
you never talk. It'll shift.
Yeah. It pivots.
Yeah. It pivots, and you feel like, oh, that's fine. You don't feel like it's a huge loss.
Yeah.
By pivoting.
So, yeah, The November Man, a week before it came out, was greenlit for a sequel. So the studio is getting really excited, and also spoils the ending that I assume Pierce Brosnan does not die.
Yeah, unless it's a prequel sequel, or unless he actually dies at the end, but the spoiler is he doesn't, and there's a sequel.
Yeah, and there's also no like room for a Dark Knight Returns ending, which is another movie I watched recently. Or Dark Knight Rises.
Rises. Oh, God. you always mix them up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which one we're talking about either.
Dark Knight Rises. Oh, God.
Rises.
I don't know why I watched it.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
I watched that movie. I guess I'll talk about it and watch my permission movie reviews. He's like, oh, you can return to watch your city fall. No, I return to kick, or like to destroy you or something. I was like, oh, this line does seem so weak. And then the Robin thing, and I was like, oh, it's just constant grimacing. And it just, my family was like, what's wrong with your face? And I'm like, it's doing weird faces the whole time.
I love the part in the prison.
Which one?
The prison where they're just yelling at him to get out.
At Batman?
I don't know if they're Yeah. Dark Knight Rises.
When he's... I hate that scene.
I love that scene.
I hate that whole location for that movie. Good. I was like, this movie is so dumb. Why is this awesome. Old man... How is this old man fixing a broken back?
Who knows how long he's down there?
You can't fix a broken back by...
Sure you can. If you're Batman.
By, by punching someone's back in.
If he's Batman, he can be fixed very easily.
And then he just starts doing push-ups, and he's, like, way better than he used to be.
Yeah, because now his back, once it breaks, it heals stronger.
Oh, my God.
Heals back stronger.
That is not true.
Because he's Batman, yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, it does. It's very true. And Ra's al Ghul was in the movie.
Yeah. In that scene. That was a cool part of the scene.
Yeah.
I will give you that one. Okay. So,
Spendables, Sigourney Weaver passed on the role. So, Sylvester Stallone's been saying, I want Sigourney Weaver. And she's like, no, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like a terrible idea.
Did you read like the plot premise?
No, I didn't read the plot.
He plays like, or she would have to play his like wife who they're getting a divorce from.
Yeah.
And they're like fighting or like so they're divorced stupid. Or something. And then all the Expendables get like caught up in some raid and all the wives have to come and get them out.
That's so stupid.
It's really dumb.
It's based upon them too? Why would the plot be based upon the Expendables?
Or like the premise is based on the Expendables.
Yeah. It should be just related but not have anything to do with it. And plus it doesn't work because there's not enough female-led, like, there have to be a bunch of female-led, like, kick-ass action heroes.
Yeah. Lucy Lawless. Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. Uma Thurman.
Okay. Could get Angelina Jolie, I guess.
Angelina Jolie, that'd be a cool one from Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I mean, I guess they are out there a little bit, but...
From Smoking Aces, the sniper. Like, she was Alicia Keys' partner.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. I think you can find them, but it'd be tough.
I just feel like it's too cheap. The title alone.
Expendables is... The whole premise is just like...
Yeah. Well, you should just make your version of that movie and call it...
Something else.
Completely unrelated.
Call it something, like, really vulgar, too. Like,
yeah.
It's clearly... Expendables, like,
don't market to me as the female version of whatever.
Like, they're clearly, even if they release this movie, it's not going to sell well to women. It's going to sell well to men.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So, like...
Yeah.
Just... what's her... You can also get the girl from Machete and Fast and Furious.
Michelle Rodriguez.
There we go.
Oh, that's true.
There you go. Sylvester Stallone.
Right, we got our movie.
Yeah.
But she already said... Sigourney Weaver said no.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver said no. So, you can replace her with, like, an Uma Thurman type. I mean, don't make her married to Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, don't do that part. Don't rescue the Expendables. Wouldn't they rescue themselves in those kind of movies anyway?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Well, like, you haven't seen the third one?
No.
The third one is, like, dumb.
Yeah,
Well, there is one girl in there, and she's awesome in that movie.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she's a UFC fighter.
And they could put her in the Expendables. Yeah.
So... It's out there in the ether.
Got some Fantastic Beasts news, which is the Harry Potter spinoff, because Warner Brothers is like, Harry Potter is one of our biggest
franchises. Yeah, we haven't been making much money anymore.
We're not doing it. That's what they did with Lord of the Rings, too. They're like, Lord of the Rings was one of our biggest. Let's get The Hobbit. Make it 10 movies. And they're like, no.
No, let's do 3. Or 4.
It's like, no, we have to make it less than 3? That. And they're like, please, 5 movies? And they're like, no.
Is it 3?
It's 3.
Okay.
3. Three movies.
I couldn't remember if it was 3 or 4.
But it's one book. Now, you guys can stretch it. We need to make more movies. Our franchises are going by the wayside. The people who are writing these books aren't writing them anymore. It's annoying. So they have found a director. It is David Yates, who directed the last 4 Harry Potters.
Okay.
So it seems very obvious to get the same guy.
Four or?
The last 4.
Movies?
Both Deathly Hallows. Order of the Phoenix and
Half-Blood Prince.
All 4 of those.
Okay.
So not the last 4 that are...
Not the last 4 made. Books. The last 4 movies.
Last 4 movies, yes. Okay. Correct. There were 2 Deathly Hallows movies, so the last 3 books.
Okay. Now, this is some exciting news. This is the news that made me giddy when I saw it. Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, and Nick Frost are teaming up once again.
Yes. I hope to start a new trilogy.
Yeah, he said the Cornetto trilogy is over. Simon Pegg says, this new movie has a title and everything. We're just working on the creative side, which is usually the creative team is Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright.
Yes.
But, so that's what this one goes along with this. And he's also said that it's not a part of the Cornetto trilogy, and it's not starting a new trilogy, but it is a new standalone movie. And like the Cornetto trilogy was all had the same like
it's idea, same setup. Yeah. So, where like it explains the whole movie with before the movie, and it's so many similar things.
Yeah, and the Cornettos.
Yes.
So I'd really like to see like a drumstick trilogy, maybe where you do like vanilla, caramel, and fudge. There's my idea. Mm-hmm. That's actually an idea. Quentin Tarantino could have done that with Inglourious Basterds, because remember he wanted to do Inglourious Basterds. That's vanilla.
Yeah.
Then he wanted to do like the black version of Inglourious Basterds, mm-hmm. fudge. And you do like a Latin American version of that movie, caramel.
That's true.
Bam.
Could do that. He can still do that.
Or I could do it.
Fine. Do it.
I just have to do one more movie than he does.
Already. You just steal his idea and then
take and apply. Yeah, I steal two ideas and put them together.
Yes, mash it into one.
Or I do an Expendables. One is just all white guys, one is black guys, and the other one's Hispanic. Ooh. There's something to this idea. I'm going to hash it out. So yeah, there's that. Avatar 2 and 3. James Cameron says he can express all his artistic observations now. As if he didn't do that in the first one. Before. I don't know what that meant. Huh. So I was like, I guess he's saying something about movies. I guess we need to talk about it on the podcast. We're obliged. Yeah. We're obligated. Not obliged.
Still, like, I don't know. Avatar is one of those things I'm kind of like, I don't know why.
I don't know this movie is going to... I don't think the two and three are going to do so well.
Either way. Okay,
two will do well, but I don't think three is going to do as well.
Yeah.
Because one was so different than anything else.
Yeah, I'm I have to imagine most of the sell of that movie was the cool special effects. It was very different. It took
forever to make.
It looked really cool.
3D. Yeah. It was like one of the first major 3D movies.
It had a lot of hype going into it. And
it played in theaters forever.
I don't know. I can't tell if it's my mindset. Because if people want to go to like an Avatar land, there must be like a swell of fan.
If people were like killing themselves because it didn't exist.
Was it? I heard somewhere people were like killing themselves because they couldn't live in the Avatar world or something.
So,
I don't know if that's still going on or
it just seems... Do we arrest James Cameron? Citizen's arrest. I'm going to see him. Like, citizen's arrest. You're responsible for countless suicides.
No, because people are just crazy.
Okay.
You can't control people.
I can't hold them accountable?
No, I don't think so. I mean, someone could try. I don't, in my opinion.
I'm like, you're also responsible for Terminator Salvation and Genesis, which hasn't come out yet, because you did not.
Because you didn't make.
Yeah, because you refused to direct them.
Yes. Well, he went out on top. Terminator 2. Yeah. You can't go wrong.
Oh, and Terminator 3. So he's responsible for.
He did 3?
No, I think he's responsible for 3 as well.
That's true.
I hold him accountable.
Yeah. When you make a franchise too good. They just keep making them. Like Titanic 2. Like somebody's probably really been pushing that. They're like, I don't care if it's a story based on a real event.
Titanic 2 did come out.
No, it didn't. What?
It was like one of those asylum films.
Really?
You know, like the Snakes on a Train and Transmorphers?
Yeah.
They made one where it was like called... It wasn't a sequel to Titanic.
Yeah.
But the movie was called Titanic 2. And it's about the ship called the Titanic 2. Which is like... Because it was just like the 100th anniversary or something, right? It just came out like last year during the 100th anniversary where this fictitious ship sails the same path 100 years later. But then like they also hit an iceberg like because of global warming, like a chunk of ice comes down. I don't think it was maybe it was not Asylum film, but it was like in that vein where it's like one of the low budget.
Wow.
And there's no Fergie in that movie, so...
What do you mean?
Because she was in
Poseidon.
Poseidon, yeah. Which is like the same movie. Eve.
Yeah, that's true.
Poseidon, and then there's another movie like that.
Kind of like a Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, Deep Blue Sea.
Except there's sharks.
Deep Blue Sea was... That's the one with the intellectual sharks, right?
Yeah. They're smart sharks. They're like... It's the same premise for like Rise of the Planet of the Apes, where they're trying to get rid of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And they like test it on sharks.
Why would you test it on an animal that can kill you?
It is the exact premise of
that. Try it out on mice. That's why I like the premise for G-Force. Those are just smart like hamsters.
That's true. The worst they could do, what? Like, not as bad.
Crawl down my throat?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably going to die too.
Yeah. You do it to sharks, they're going to kill you. You do it to apes, they're going to kill you. Like, don't be doing it to these animals. that are I'm very sure there's an
animal
harmful.
We're like also closely genetic or similar genetically to.
That's true.
Then apes also, like you can.
Yeah, well, maybe definitely not sharks. That's why I was confused why they did it to sharks. But also, you think if you did that to like, say, like just random, like an ant, that might even be worse. Because, if you got a smart ant, those things are so tiny.
And they're so strong.
Yeah, like that'd be even more terrifying.
I say you do it to. Did you watch that episode of Vice where they went to like Fukushima?
Yes, and they're.
They do it on like the moths. Because they have like a really short life and they like reproduce really fast. So that way you could see like four generations in like a few days. Do it on that.
Yeah.
But also be careful. Don't do it on many flying animals because then it spreads out like crazy.
They got flight? No. That's bad.
So don't do it on any birds.
Yeah.
Don't do it on anything that can kill you.
No.
That's okay. So Destiny Pizzas episode 68 brought to you by prostate exams. Paralympics and animal research.
Animal research to combat Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That makes things smarter for some reason.
Just do it on like a sloth or a koala. I really want to know what a koala has to say.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. A smart koala. I could see that.
Yeah.
Better than an ape. I don't think they're as strong.
I think they're. They sleep pee on themselves.
They sleep during the day, too.
I think they pee on themselves, so like. You probably don't want to touch one anyways.
Yeah, true.
If it gets close, you just kill it. They're small bears. That's kind of cool.
What bears are small all the time?
Huh?
Bears?
It's like koala.
Oh, koala. It's a small bear. Okay, I like to say, dude, I thought
it's like another like animal. It's better than like a grizzly, which could kill you.
Yes. Do not test it on regular bears.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. Yes. Okay, moving on. Let's get back on this.
This doesn't even sound like me.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. Let's get back on this train. Hateful Eight news. Apparently, Jennifer Lawrence is in talks.
Ah.
Now, I guess trailer talk. I guess we'll just go into trailer talk.
Yes.
Trailer talk. The Hateful Eight trailer did get leaked. I didn't watch it, but I read the description of it.
Okay.
Did you hear about what it is?
No, but I heard they were like, we're only releasing it online, so.
Oh, no, they're only releasing it for Sin City, last week. Too. They're not going to release it online. It got leaked out online.
Yeah, we're not releasing it online. Yeah.
So apparently the trailer was just like a bunch of names. Trains? No, just a bunch of names.
Is there a train in the movie? I don't know why I think there's a train in the movie.
No, I don't think there's a train in this movie.
I don't know why I do. Okay.
But it's like, it'd say like a random, like the character name. It didn't mention any of the people who are cast already.
Yeah.
Just as a character name, and then, like, the sheriff.
Are we supposed to know what it is?
No.
Okay.
So it says, like, blah, 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 the sheriff, blah, 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 the cowpuncher, blah, blah, blah. Like, it just says, like, the character's nicknames or whatever. So I was like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. That's one way to tackle a trailer.
Yes. Did it actually show anything, or just did literally?
Just did that.
That is weird.
Yeah. It's like a super teaser trailer. Almost as bad as that stupid Cinderella teaser trailer.
Yeah, that one's terrible.
Let's see. I watched The Babadook. They released a second trailer. I don't know if this trailer was scarier than the first one or not.
Yeah, the first one you described sounded pretty bad. Terrifying.
Yeah. This one seemed more... I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to make it less terrifying because they're like, whoa.
The first one looked really scary. Out
too much. Tone it back.
I think this one you actually hear the Babadook talk though.
Oh.
Which is kind of scary.
You didn't before?
You didn't hear him talk the first time. Oh man, let's think about it.
Oof.
You see any trailers this week?
I don't think so.
I feel like these weeks have been getting really long between episodes. Where like before I'd remember like all the news for the week.
Oh, yeah, and now that's true.
Like, I can't tell if there's more news happening or if it's just, like, longer. It feels like longer weeks.
I kind of feel like news comes out earlier, but I don't know why. Because like they used to come out, like, the end of the week. Like
the picture came out.
Ant-Man. That came out, like, Monday.
It came out Monday, and I was like, I forgot it was this week. I thought it was last week.
Yeah. I think stuff just seems to be coming out earlier, even though that may not be the case.
It's like on Monday, I think even Adrian Palicki came out on like Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, everything was very early this week.
Yeah.
A Jungle Book cast this week. A lot of stuff this week, early.
Okay. That's good. For trailer talk. Now, we watched movie we viewed. I watched like half of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a weird thing to say, I guess.
Any halves you that look good to finish?
Yeah, I watched UHF because the Weird Al movie.
Because mm-hmm.
I never saw it. And then I watched it over a Google Hangout, actually, which was really cool. But I watched like half that movie, I think.
Okay.
And I didn't know Michael Richards was in it.
Mm.
And that was pretty funny because it's like him in 1989.
Yeah.
So it's like pre-Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So, or it's like right before Seinfeld, I guess.
That's funny.
And that was really cool. And then I watched the first like 10 minutes of The Wolverine twice, which was weird.
Good luck finishing.
Yeah, I was taking a nap and then I wake up to nuclear sirens because that's how the movie starts out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then...
Yeah, I actually like that part.
Yeah, and then I see a guy about to stab himself in the abs and then Wolverine saves him, which is cool. And it got up to the bar where he's in the bar after the bear. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, he like gets the arrow and everything.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, oh, are you watching this? And I was like, not really, but I was.
Yeah.
And then she rewinds it back to the beginning and I have to watch the whole thing again. I'm like, oh, God.
That's
and then,
torture. You're never going
to
finish.
Yeah, so then I get to the part where they're in the... What's that game called? Plinko? Oh, damn it.
Plinko's on Price is Right.
Yeah, it's like the Japanese, what is it called?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. But yeah, whatever those.
Like where they go into that place and they're being chased.
Uh-huh.
It's that. Pachinko.
Pachinko, there you go. Now that movie is so, I don't even like get the feeling that it's a X-Men movie. It just feels so different from every other X-Men movie. That I keep forgetting it's an X-Men movie while I'm watching it.
Oh, no, I get to the Love Hotel.
Ah, okay.
So they're just about getting to the room, and then I left.
Okay, so that's a little farther than 10 minutes.
Yeah. But I just had to watch that first scene
over again.
Twice. I was like, oh, it's painful to watch.
Yeah, that's a hard movie. It'll make you appreciate, Amazing Spider-Man 2, even. You'll be like, at least this movie is, not unbearable.
And then I watched some of the Veronica Mars movie, because that's playing on HBO. What I saw, I liked. I was like, huh, maybe I should actually go back and watch the series, because the movie was enjoyable.
Do you need to know about the show to watch the movie, or is it like
I don't think walk so, you but through I think what's you, going on? I think it walks you through, from what I saw, because I don't know when I got into the movie either.
Yeah.
Because I've been taking a lot of naps lately.
Yeah.
So I just nap on the couch, and then my parents are watching movies, and I wake up, and I'm like, oh, what are you guys watching? And I was like, oh, it's Veronica Mars, clearly. Because you see, a bunch of people that you recognize, and you're like, oh.
You're like, wait a second.
You're like, these are all these people from Party Down. Mm-hmm. This must be Veronica Mars.
It's like, oh, okay.
And she's, talking to herself and stuff. So you're like, oh, it's definitely Veronica Mars.
Yes.
So I liked it so far. I watched quite a bit of it.
Cool. Yeah, because I thought about watching that movie. I just didn't watch the show. So I didn't know whether to start the show or what to do. So...
Okay, now this is weird, but I'm going to mention this. I saw you rewatched Godzilla.
Yes.
Better? Second time?
Well, I liked it a lot the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, better? It's the same. I mean, I liked it.
Because you know, what to expect.
I got
to
follow what was going on more. Because
the first time I was
more.
Kind of disappointed when I saw it because I wanted more monster fighting.
Yeah. I mean, I still wanted more monster fighting.
I think it might help if you know when exactly it gets, when it ramps up.
Yeah.
I think that might help.
It did help, yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it didn't feel... it kind of felt long because there wasn't much monster fighting, but this time it didn't feel as long because I knew what was going on and what was going to happen. So, I still want more monster fighting, but I got to follow it better. And I was still it's pretty good stuff. But I also watched Draft Day, which is a Kevin Costner movie, which is about the NFL draft.
Is it a true story, or is it...
No.
Okay.
And the movie made me very angry, because...
Was it just riddled with inaccuracies? Or
It's if you know anything about football, it's a terrible movie, because it's just... the strategy he like uses in like trading his picks away and like, because it follows the GM of the Cleveland Browns, and it's like shows how he's trading picks, and then like it's just terrible. Like the movie itself was okay, but the part like the whole movie's about the football, and it's just I know too much to know that none of that stuff would ever happen in a draft. It was just it made me angry because I was like, this is so stupid.
Interesting. So
it made me angry. I hate when sports movies are like, I haven't seen a sports movie like that really, where it's just so off base of what would really happen.
What about League of Their Own? That movie, just women playing baseball, right?
I haven't seen that movie actually.
Oh, I was just joking.
With Tom Hanks and Rosie O'Donnell.
Tom Henry's.
Tom Henry's.
That's gonna be the name of the episode today. Tom Henry's.
Yes.
And people are like, who's Tom Henry? Is Tom Henry a real person? That sounds like a real name.
That's got to be somebody's name out there.
Oh, wait. What's the guy? John Henry. Is that the guy who, the hammer guy?
Yes, John Henry.
Hammer. The hammer guy.
Yeah, the hammer guy.
The train track guy.
He's building, yeah.
Tom Henry.
Okay. John Henry. Tom Henry's.
Henry's. Okay.
I think that's the only movie I saw this week. And those two movies.
Captain America?
I think that was probably this week. So I rewatched Captain America.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
It came out on iTunes this week, which was weird. It came out 3 weeks before...
Yeah, they're doing that a lot with iTunes.
Before Blu-ray release.
Yeah. They're doing that with iTunes.
They did like Amazing Neighbors Spider-Man came too. Out yeah, Neighbors also came out.
Yeah. So they're doing it a lot. So everybody's trying to be the first to get it, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really good the second time.
At Captain America?
Yeah.
I was like
this is cool to watch it knowing what's going on. It was really cool.
Okay, that's TV news.
So, apparently Steven Spielberg is developing a Minority Report TV series. So, if you don't know Minority Report's that Tom Cruise movie where it's like...
He takes Soma.
Does he take Soma in that movie?
I think that was the name of the drug in that movie.
Probably. But it's like... They're cops, but it's like pre-crime because they know crimes before they're going to happen. So they arrest people before they even murder people. So
I'm going to look it up.
I assume it'd just be like a future cop show where they arrest people before stuff happens. But that seems like a hard concept to like keep interesting, keep it different from other cop shows.
Oh, sorry. It was Neuroin.
Neuroin. Okay.
My bad.
But I do like the movie. But Steven Spielberg is involved. I mean... That's always a plus.
Yeah, it's cool that they got the original guy back to,
yeah,
like develop the show.
Yeah, because when they just have the idea and they're like, "Oh, that's a good idea," get a random person, not as promising.
Phineas and Ferb, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg are coming back again as their Shaun of the Dead characters in an episode. I guess this season they've been doing a lot of like movie episodes, so they had like a Lost episode.
Yeah, they seem to like pull everybody. And when they did Star Wars.
So I think I might watch the show.
Avengers.
I think I'm going to watch this. I'll definitely watch. This is a Halloween episode, I guess.
Yeah.
That they're going to appear as themselves again. Or appear as their characters.
Yeah.
But I feel like, isn't that weird to you? When like a kid show.
That is really weird to me.
Kind of like Gravity Falls sometimes does that. Where they have a reference to like an adult. Not an adult movie, like a porno. But like an adult. Like an older movie.
I feel like Gravity Falls is... skewed older, but I can't tell if
like how much older
we're watching it. Yeah, how much older is it skewed? I don't.
It's not skewed like towards us.
No. Definitely.
But then like they reference like Street Fighter, so I'm like, kids don't know Street Fighter.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
Or do
about.
They? I don't know.
I doubt it. But that is weird. Like Shaun of the Dead. That is kids haven't seen that movie. I don't think.
I would hope not.
Yeah,
because language in that movie is very bad.
Yes, so I don't think they would understand. But it works either way, I guess.
And that movie's also old now.
Yeah. So. I think it's more fun for the creators, I guess, than the actual people watching. I don't know. And it's fun for us.
Yeah, it's fun for like the adults, the parents of kids, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Halt and Catch Fire has been renewed for a second season, as has The Strain.
Yes, The Strain just premiered, didn't it? Few weeks ago.
One of our friend of the show, Anna Flores, she was saying, let me get her quote on it. She started watching it and she said,
The Strain?
Or yeah.
Okay.
And, let's see what she said. She said it's even more suspense. She said, I thought it was going to be dumb, but I feel like it's even more suspenseful than Walking Dead.
Wow.
In my head, I instantly thought of you. I was like, would that sell that show to you? Or is that something you're not interested in for a TV show? It looks really creepy.
It really freaked me out. That's the problem.
Yeah. Like, the strain looks really creepy.
Yeah. Like, I'm not in Walking Dead for the suspense, really. I just like the characters a lot, and like,
okay,
but that would gear me away from it, actually. Like, the more suspenseful.
See, it geared me towards it. I was like,
yeah,
I want to see something weird happen.
Yeah,
the worm through the eye really freaked me out, though.
Yeah, like the fact that they're showing me some of this stuff in trailers freaks
like
me out.
Like the imagery. I don't think I've seen many trailers of it, but
yeah,
the imagery
I've seen
really
freaks
me out.
Quite a few trailers just on FX. But, like, whenever I see something weird in the trailer, I'm like, damn, the show is going to be crazy.
I think one of the promotional pictures is, like, a demonic fetus.
Really?
And that freaks me out.
Damn.
So.
That's strange.
Yeah. Okay. And the weirdest news.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
I mean, how could you not? I think it was on, like, the news.
Yeah, it was, like, in a lot of places.
Mythbusters, Grant Imahara, Tori Belleci, and Carrie Byron leave the show in a return to the original format Mythbusters.
They fired, or?
It seems like they were fired.
It sounds
from what I was reading, the seasons have been getting shorter and shorter orders from Discovery.
Yeah.
In recent years.
Because they want to do less Discovery on the show.
Yeah.
They would rather reality or whatever.
Whatever they're doing.
No one likes to do actual learning on shows anymore.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking what happened is Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman were probably approached by Discovery saying, hey, we're going to cancel your show unless you cut the budget, like, severely. And I mean, I'm sure it costs a lot of for them to be on the show.
Yeah. So. That makes sense. I mean, they still want to get paid a reasonable amount because they've been doing it so long.
10 years.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They've been doing it for 10 years. The first season didn't have them in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I haven't really been watching Mythbusters recently.
Me either.
Because
so that's why they're fired. It's our fault.
I don't know. I like them more, though.
I like them more, too.
I'd watch a show with them three. They were very entertaining. Like, the Star Wars episode was mainly, like, when you see Grant carve out the Tauntaun.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why. That episode probably killed them. Because that budget on that episode must have been super high.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know how the ratings are. They must be getting less popular, I would think.
Okay. Now, to watch TV. Did you watch any TV this week? Anything exciting?
Anything cool?
No Gravity Falls this week that I can remember.
No, it's kind of a very slow TV time. Yeah. Like, right before
Shows start coming on.
Yeah.
Like, I think September 22nd is Gotham's premiere date.
Yeah. Like, this is really the deadest TV is. Like, right late August. It's pretty dead TV time.
It's dead if you don't have Netflix. Because
that's true. And I don't, so it's dead for me.
It was crazy. Last week I was on Netflix and I was like, what's this new Netflix original show? Happy Valley.
Hmm.
6 episodes. And then I found, like, another show, Netflix original, like, 10 episodes. And I'm like, they're not advertising these shows at all.
Yeah, they're making these shows.
You just scroll through and you're like,
even we look for entertainment news and we're not finding out about these shows.
So I did start watching one new Netflix original show.
Mm-hmm.
It started Thursday night, like, Friday at midnight. So Thursday, late Thursday, early Friday at midnight, called BoJack Horseman. Have you heard about the show?
I have not.
It's about a celebrity horse who was a celebrity in...
Little Sebastian?
Kind of. Well, this is like a talking... It's a world where, like, humans and animals live together and they're all anthropomorphic.
Is this animated?
Yeah, it's animated. It's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
It's an adult cartoon.
Whoa,
well, not like an adult cartoon, but like...
I think I have heard of it now that you say animated.
Something like... I compare it to, like, Archer or, like, Ugly Americans is what I really compare it to.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Ugly Americans?
I never watched
Comedy Central,
but I know what it is.
It's like that guy has to live with monsters.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like one of those shows. And it's executive produced by Aaron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arnett does the voice of BoJack Horseman, who was a celebrity on this sitcom in the 90s called Horsing Around. And now he's, like, a has-been. And then Aaron Paul is his roommate who lives, but not really. Like, it's just like a guy who lives with him. But I guess he just lives there for free. He's like a slacker, and he's just like, oh, I thought you were dying, so I let you live here.
Yeah.
And then his agent is also his ex-girlfriend, and that's voiced by someone. And then he's getting like a memoir written, and the memoirist is Alison Brie. It's like a full-on star cast, all-star cast. So I watched the first three episodes of that show today, and it's pretty funny so far.
Is it a half an hour?
Sure. Yeah, half an hour episodes. I think there's like 10 episodes. The one thing I don't like about the show is normally on like Netflix, when you're watching Netflix on an Apple TV, once the credits hit, it's like 15 seconds till your next episode. This one waits until the credits are over, and then you start the next episode. Annoying. And I'm like, oh, damn. Like, because also, since it's animated, it has separate credits for each different language.
Oh, really?
So it's like the voice credits for like English, voice credits for Spanish, voice credits for Portuguese, voice credits for French. And I'm like, God damn.
Only Netflix.
Yeah.
Is it a... does it have one continuity where it's...
like you can't watch...
sequential?
Yeah.
It is sequential.
Okay. Yeah. So let me pull up who's in it, because I feel like I'm forgetting some names. Oh, Paul F. Tompkins is like his rival, kind of. Amy Sedaris and Alison Brie, yeah. So yeah, it's pretty... the first episode was all right, in my opinion. The second episode was hilarious.
Cool.
I think Patton Oswalt did a voice in the second episode. And then the third episode was pretty funny. Kirsten Schaal from Gravity Falls, she did a voice in that episode. And then the fourth episode, I fell asleep during it because I was tired today. And it's about a rock opera. Aaron Paul's character writes a rock opera. And also, a thing some people don't like is Aaron Paul's voice isn't like Jesse.
He does a different voice.
He does a different voice, where sometimes you don't even know it's him. Like, wow.
Did not know he could do a different voice.
I don't know. It's really weird. I do recommend watching it, though. Cool. But since I haven't finished it, I cannot give it my Netflix recommendation yet. So there's a spoiler for the rest of this episode.
Yeah. But it's not going to be that.
Yeah. I heard there's a really good documentary on Netflix Originals, though, where it's The Battered Bastards of Baseball. Mm-hmm. It's like a baseball documentary about this team.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's like about a minor league team.
It is a minor. Yeah. It's like a minor league team. And
owned by some celebrity or something back in the day. Yeah,
I don't know too much about it, but these guys, like, it's just about them, and they may make, like, dirt money. They barely make anything. But it's the guys, it's like, that they just really love baseball, and they want to do
it. It's like
it.
An old, it's like one team during one season or something. Yeah. It's like during the 70s.
I heard
or
about
something.
That. Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff on Netflix. So check it out. Look for all, it's just like all that. Knights of Macedonia or whatever. And all that, man. There's a lot. Oh, discussion time, which means we get to talk about tweets we received. Last week, we told you to tweet us your favorite. Pretty much, we're going to call this section the Edwin section because he's the only person nice enough to tweet us until more people tweet us. Then it'll be called another section, I guess. He mentioned, these are Robin Williams movies that we liked. So he mentioned Popeye, classic.
I never saw Popeye. I need to go back and check it out. Yeah.
I think I saw clips of it.
I've seen clips, yeah.
Dead Poets Society, Jack, which is one of our favorites.
Yes.
Death to Smoochie, which is a movie I've never seen. Awakenings, which is a movie I've never seen. And The Fisher King, which is a movie I need to see.
Oh, I'm kind of going out of sequence, but I saw a Robin Williams movie. I saw World's Greatest Dad.
Okay.
On Uksher's recommendation from a long time ago.
It shows how little influence Uksher has on us.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I would have never watched it
had
he not said that, because I never heard of it.
The reason I wouldn't have watched it is because it's a recent Robin Williams movie.
Yeah,
that's true. It feels like I still haven't seen Father's Day, which is a movie I'd rather watch than World's Greatest Dad. It sounds alike enough to me.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It was good. It was actually good.
Who else is in it?
It's pretty good. Who's it? That one, the one kid in, you know that kid from Spy Kids? He's like the little kid. He was in Weeds also.
Yeah.
That kid's in it. That's his son.
Okay.
And like, he's like the same character he is in Weeds, kind of, because he's like a dick. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
If you remember him from Weeds. But he's like a dick, pretty much. And I don't know if there's anybody else that I know in it that's like known actors that I can think of. But it's just like him dealing with his son, and then like stuff happens, and it just goes into it, and then like it. But it's like I because I haven't seen many Robin Williams like I think it's rated R or something, like adult movies.
Oh,
like,
what?
I think so. I'm pretty
judging
sure.
By the poster, I thought it was only like I thought it was like a PG or a PG
no, it's
movie
not. It's not a family movie, which you would think by the title, which I was kind of assuming too. And then they start talking. I'm like, oh shit, this is crazy. But like, yeah, it was good. I mean, I haven't seen any much recent Robin Williams movies really, but I liked it a lot. And it was like it's sad because of what happens. Like it kind of like
sadder than
there's parallels in the movie to what actually happened, so it's kind of bad.
Oh, okay.
Ish. So yeah, I was kind of like, I was kind of like, oh man, I can't believe I'm watching this right now because it's too. There's similar aspects that aren't good.
I heard that happened. Did I mention like the Marc Maron episode last week? How like I don't even remember. I'll just mention it again.
Mm-hmm.
Where Marc Maron, they were talking on Doug Loves Movies. He had a panel like Doug Loves Movies. He had Marc Maron, Kumail, and some other people, and it was just that week where Robin Williams passed away. So Marc Maron apparently posted the episode where with Robin Williams, and he has a foreword before it talking about it. And he was saying how, on Doug Loves Movies, he was saying how uncomfortable he was posting it because I guess when Robin Williams recorded it at the end, he was just riffing with himself about how he would talk himself out of suicide, but it was like two different characters talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it felt really uncomfortable because he did kill himself eventually. Yeah. So
and it's bad when stuff like, because they're in front of microphones and do interviews so much that they're going to inevitably talk about topics that sometimes something might actually happen in real life that it applies to. And it's just hard when that actually happens. That
it will not just that, but also like it is one of those, they say like it's, like if someone jokes around about suicide, like you should talk to them because that means it's like one of the symptoms. But then I don't take that completely seriously because I'm like, oh, it's just another topic like anything else.
You can
joke about whatever you want.
Especially when it's like a comedian.
A comedian, or it's a person who's not, they say like it's more common with like teenagers.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, it like
then it's real.
It That's was real. Thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's rough, especially because it wasn't like an overdose or something. The fact that it was like a suicide.
The way it's done.
Because to me, I don't always believe when like overdoses, they say it's like, it was a suicide by overdose.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that technically is killing yourself, but it's like a suicide out of depression. To me, it's way more devastating because I'm like, oh, I feel like
sometimes they do it that way too.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, they're depressed and they take a bunch of drugs, but sometimes it's
like
just
Wilfred.
Sometimes they just take drugs and they're like, oh, I took too much.
It happens both ways where that's really not a suicide because they just accidentally did it.
Yeah, like an accidental. I guess that is that the term accidental suicide? Anyway.
I don't know the actual term. Not an expert.
Brighten up this podcast.
Yes.
But talking about video games, I forgot to mention this, but it's hard to believe I did. The new Dong Win game came out this week. Do you know who that is?
No idea.
Flappy Bird.
Okay.
The guy who created Flappy Bird, he took it off the market, and he's like, I have a new game. I have a new game. Yeah. I have a new game. He released a new game.
And everybody's downloading it still?
Yep. Swingcopters.
Good for him.
I'm
glad he's still, like, because he got kind of trouble for the first one, for the Flappy Bird.
Well, for taking it off the market, a lot of people didn't like that.
Well, I thought he got in trouble because he didn't want to get sued or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he also didn't want to get sued.
But I mean,
but then
he couldn't have made that much money from it.
He made a lot of money
from
it.
Oh, you still make money and you don't have to. Can you still get sued for, like, taking?
Well, like, I don't know why he didn't get sued, but this game,
Is it more addicting?
It's very addicting. You can just like
look at it. Yeah, I've kind of seen it a little bit.
It's more addicting, but it's also way more difficult. I want to say I'm not like the greatest Flappy Bird player. I think I've played it, or I've gotten like four.
Do you think five. You think it's harder than Flappy Bird?
Way more difficult.
Yeah,
it's. I have my current high score is 2.
Yes, that doesn't seem high.
Which I had to work my ass off for.
Wow.
There
must be like a touch to it where.
I don't.
Eventually, if you figure it out, you'll.
That's get what like, I think like I have 20. That strategy.
Yeah.
First off, mute your phone because there's these weird sounds. And when you get a point, the sound startles me. So I always die.
So you get like a point right away?
No, you don't.
Oh, you have to
even
go
getting the first point is very difficult. Oh,
okay. I thought it was a thing where you just keep dying constantly.
Here, I'll show you.
How quickly?
Oh, there's actually a description saying how to play. Tap to change direction. Get 4 medals to unlock more characters. Oh, God, that's so difficult. Just thinking about that makes it seem difficult. Okay, so can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you... It starts flying, and you have to change direction.
Oh, whoa. See, that's quick.
So,
and there's only one speed of the game.
Yeah, you can't change the speed.
Yeah, that's very
It's very
hard,
difficult.
Very hard to navigate.
Apparently, from what people have been saying in my chat groups that I'm in with my friends, is the box, like, I forgot what the term they used was. It's pretty much like the character's box mm-hmm. for where it gets hit.
Yeah.
Is huge. It's bigger than it should be, so that's why you have to like avoid stuff more.
Okay.
But also, if you play with the rhythm, like if you're trying to go straight up, you do like tap, 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 tap. Mm-hmm. You play with 2 thumbs. That also helps.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just playing with 1 thumb.
Yeah, because there's specific strategy.
Yeah, so. That helps. But I really find taking out your headphones and turning off the sound on your phone really helps a lot because you don't have to deal with the weird.
Makes a lot of sense.
Rhythm.
Probably put the sounds in there to distract people.
Yeah. But a lot of people have been leaving negative reviews on it because it's so hard. I don't blame them. Game sucks. You want me to read some reviews?
It's free, right? That's why you don't have to play it.
1-star review. It's kind of long. I'm going to read this.
All right, do it.
There was once a time when I could breathe freely. I could still see the beautiful flowers in the meadow over the horizon, yet I can no longer experience these senses. My story begins on August 21st, 2014, on a dark and stormy night in the App Store. At number 4, I spotted swing copters, made by Dong Nguyen, notorious for destroying the lives and dreams of many after creating his world-famous app, Flappy Bird. However, avoiding all signs, I ignored the warning and downloaded the game. It's been 38 minutes since I played the first time, and I've already begun realizing my mistake. After 5 minutes, the tears began. However, completely unaware of everything happening outside of the Devil's Game, I proceeded, still ignoring all signs of impending doom. At the 15-minute mark, my smoking addiction began. Since then, I've gone through 14 and a half packs, and I can feel the cancer in my lungs. So to all those still with their whole lives ahead of them who haven't downloaded this game, I leave you at this. Beware. This game is not for the lighthearted or the heavy-hearted or anyone in between. As Dumbledore once said, for anyone not wishing to suffer a most painful death, in brackets, do not download Swingcopters. I may have paraphrased a bit, but the lesson is the same. This game will end you. There is no return. Take it from me. You will never, ever return from the depths of Tartarus once you download this game. That's a beautiful written review.
People put a lot of thought into these.
If only someone could review this podcast like that on iTunes.
Yes, that'd be incredible. Do not download this podcast.
Do not download this podcast. The voices are so beautiful. I've lost all... Everything else looks ugly compared to it.
Real life just does not compare.
That would be amazing. So that's a sign that you should review this podcast on iTunes. It would be very appreciated. That's how we get sponsors. Because sponsors need to see that we have a positive review and we have a lot of reviews, which we don't have currently. Let's see. How do I look it up? Oh, okay. 1 second. And Oh, the Mercedes-Benz DLC is going to be free, and it comes out
the
soon.
The one on the Mario Kart?
Yeah.
It's going to be free, okay. At least it's free. Very strange.
Yeah. We currently have five-star reviews. Oh, these are old, though. They're from May 2013. Oh.
They liked it when our quality sucked.
One of the reviews is from our very own B-Tab, before he was
before he came on.
Yeah. Better than Blevantine Bags of Smile Dip. That's my favorite review in the world. Okay. Comics news.
So there was some comics news, which, well, we were talking about, I think it was last week, everyone was saying Galaxy Quest sequel, everyone's in on it, they want to do it and stuff.
Their prayers have been answered.
Yes. It is coming in the form of a comic book.
Just like everything else that's awesome in the world.
Yes, because that's the form things go into.
Like Django and Zorro.
Yes. So, beginning of 2015, they're going to release a Galaxy Quest sequel comic. Where I think the premise is like, spoiler alert if you haven't watched Galaxy Quest, but at the end they hit, like, the Omega 13, which, like, you can go back in time, like, 13 seconds or something, and you can change one mistake or something. So apparently that's going to have, like, other consequences than just, like, protecting them. Or they got out of a situation because of it. And that's going to have other consequences or something. And that's, like, the premise. Hmm. Like, it's going to change other things than just one thing or something like that. But that's weird that they... I wonder if because of this, like, tiny clamor for a sequel...
I doubt it.
It's just weird timing, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably planning this before.
Because, like, they have, like, pages of it ready.
Yeah.
So I really doubt.
Yeah, they had to be planning this way back when. So, that was interesting news.
That was interesting news. Yeah. Netflix recommendations. I found a movie that somehow we didn't recommend ever.
Really?
Wayne's World.
Oh, okay. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. David, yeah. Classic movie. Kind of like before podcast, Wayne's World.
Yes.
So, I don't even know what to say about this movie. The intro is great. The Bohemian Rhapsody scene is classic. Apparently, though, on the original theatrical release, when he picks up the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and he plays Stairway to Heaven, and then the guy points at the sign. Like, he played Stairway to Heaven in the original version, which is why he points at the sign, but then I guess when it was released on VHS and so forth, mm-hmm. they had to change it to him just playing, like, a random song. Oh.
So it doesn't make sense.
So it makes anymore. No sense, yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
They couldn't get the rights to it or something.
No, they couldn't get the rights.
That's funny. My recommendation is Shooter, which is a movie with Marky Mark. Mark
and,
Wahlberg.
And what's her name? From House of Cards.
Yes. Kate Mara.
Kate Mara. Also from Fantastic Four.
Yes. So he's like a sniper dude, but he's like retired. They call him in to do like a shooting and like scope out, or they want to prevent another sniper. So they call him in to prevent.
Like, they're like, oh, what's your opinion on, like, this president is doing a speech. I just saw this movie recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, the president's doing a speech. We need your opinion.
Yeah, you're an expert sniper. Where would you shoot?
Yeah, where would you shoot from?
So they enlist him to come back out of retirement just to do that, to protect the president. And then, like, it's whole, like, conspiracy thing going on. It's all, everyone's betraying everybody. And
would you say, if you couldn't watch Captain America, The Winter Soldier, this is kind of in the same vein.
That is the same vein.
This is, like, more violent.
Yes.
More language.
Yes. It's, like, this is down...
But it's, like, around the same...
This is bound the Bourne Identity vein. It's like that genre of movie. Where it's, like, government agents. Some people bad, some good. You don't know who's what. And you gotta...
Oh, Michael Pena.
And everyone's
in this movie?
After you. Yeah.
Michael Pena's really good in this movie.
Yes.
I learned you can make a silencer from a giant water bottle.
Yes.
And a bunch of sand.
Yes.
This movie really has it all, though. It's like a very survival, like the survival aspect of the movie. And like the...
Because he's like caught off guard and he's on his own. Yeah.
So that's a good movie.
It is good. So.
Oh, and the last scene is freaking great.
Yes. It's awesome. I love the last scene.
But so, yeah.
It's on Netflix. Check it out.
And that's it.
Yes.
Another less than 2 hour episode.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You could follow us on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas. DestinyPizzas. You can follow us. You can follow me directly on Twitter at Dhruv Patel, DhruvPatel.
Follow me at mstesca, mstesca.
Now, should we announce that one thing or should we wait?
Maybe we wait till we all
okay.
know something, maybe.
Yeah, until it's 100% confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to tweet us your, what was the thing?
What, discussion?
Yeah. What? No. What were they supposed to tweet us this week?
We didn't tell them what to tweet us.
No, I said something.
Did you?
Yeah. Crap. Just pay attention. Remember. You guys should remember better than I did.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
It was something. I was like, oh, you tweet us your opinions on that.
That's why it's recorded, because we can check the tape.
Which I'm not going
to
do.
No, but someone, the listeners, they won't have to check. They should remember, because they're listening to it.
They should tweet while we talk about it.
Yes. But how are they going to know? How are they going to know? Because they can't hear us now, then.
Yeah, so then...
If you do remember, I assume most people listen at least 2 or 3 times to the same episode.
I like
right?
to think that too.
Yeah.
People allocate nearly 6 hours a week to listen to us.
Yes. Does not seem unreasonable to me.
So if you do remember, I assume I'll be able to decode it from what the tweet is. But if I also tweet me what it was, this is the worst. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.